I'm Jesse Thorne. Maybe you know David Diggs from Hamilton. He was in the original cast. Or from Kimmy Schmidt or his movie, Blindspotting. He's also the MC in Clipping, a rap group that's always pushing boundaries.
We are constantly sort of trying a thing out and being like, does this equal a rap song?
That's on the next Bullseye from MaximumFun.org and NPR.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
It's New Music Friday, that day of the week when a whole bunch of new releases come out. On this episode, we're looking at the best albums out on October 11th, starting with the band Elbow and their new album, Giants of All Sizes.
And I don't know Jesus anymore. For the end of days, I'm a bird in a hurricane, with the heaviest heart jackhammering in me. And I don't know Jesus anymore. Once again. Say, how'd you keep your eyes ablaze in these faith-free, hope-free, charity-free days?
This is Elbow, the band Elbow. Their new album is Giants of All Sizes. The song is Dexter and Sinister, the opening cut. Steven, you a fan of Elbow back in the day?
Yeah, Elbow started out in 1997 and kind of spent, especially the aughts, winning the Mercury Prize,
right,
being enormously acclaimed. This is Elbow's eighth album, and as you can hear, the band is as serious and weighty as ever. The very first words that you hear on this album in the song Dexter and Sinister that you just played, I don't know Jesus anymore, and an endless sleep is awaiting me.
I just love how big and fat and layered their sound is. Yeah. It's like they just keep getting bigger. And Guy Garvey, the lead singer, how they layer his vocals, it's always so distinctive in their music.
Their production is so rich and expansive and inventive. This is a band of big ideas. And this particular record, Guy Garvey in interviews has talked about how angry he feels on this record. It's an album about personal loss. It's an album about upheaval in the world. And so there's a weightiness to it, but there's also a certain familiarity to Elbow's music that to me always comes from the fact that I think Guy Garvey sings a lot like Peter Gabriel.
Oh, interesting.
And
yeah.
So I hear that dusky Peter Gabriel quality in his voice, and I'm pulled to something comfortable and familiar, but there's something about Elbow's music where I can kind of instantly identify as like, this isn't Peter Gabriel, but it sounds like this must be Elbow.
Always happy to have a new record by Elbow. This one is called Giants of All Sizes. Let's go next to the band Big Thief. Big Thief has a new record out now called Two Hands.
Hello to the morning moon. Woke up as you left the room. Pillows still warm. Scent like meadow grass. Has the feeling come to pass? Has the feeling come to stay? What can we say? Wishing you'd hang around.
This is Big Thief. Their new album is called Two Hands, and the song we're listening to is called Wolf. Just gorgeous song. NPR Music's Marissa LaRusso here to talk about this one with us. Hey, Marissa.
Hi, Robin.
It's a band we've been covering a lot lately, in part because we love them, but they've been doing a lot.
Yeah, this is the second Big Thief record of 2019, which is like pretty impressive on its own until you realize also that Big Thief's first record came out in 2016. Mm-hmm. They put another record out in 2017. Three members of the band had solo projects in 2018. And now in 2019, they have two beautiful records.
Very often when bands come out of the gate with this much material, I kind of get exhausted and start to tune it out. You cannot do that here.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of those projects is worth listening to. I am still digesting UFOF, this gorgeous record they put out earlier this year. And then this one comes along on top of it as kind of its more earthbound counterpart.
Yeah, that's what they're calling it. That UFOF is the celestial twin. And then this album, Two Hands, is the earth twin. The first single that they put out from Two Hands is called Not, and it rocks. It rocks so hard. There's a guitar solo in that song. I'm not usually a person who's like out here trying to praise a guitar solo in 2019, but there's a guitar solo in that song that like totally wrecks me every time I listen to it, which is a lot.
We should hear a little bit of that, even though it's been out for a while, just so people can hear the range of it.
I was kind of expecting that maybe the rest of Two Hands would be that like heavy and rockin', which it's not really,
no.
But there's an intensity in the way that Adrian sings in that song that you can totally hear in the rest of the record. It's really, you can tell she's got a lot on her mind.
I think there's some undercurrent of like existential danger that's being addressed here, but it's under the surface.
Big Thief is the band. The new album is called Two Hands. And Marissa, stay with us for this next one, too. I know you're a fan. This is from Kim Gordon. It's her debut solo album, and it's called No Home Record.
Sketch artist. Sketch artist. No wind chimes strike. Your dead stare strikes. And the wind chimes strikes. And your dead stare. Like an omen. In the day. In the sunlight. Dreaming in its head. Aliveness. Your dead stare strikes, and the wind chime strikes, and your dead stare strikes. In the day, in the sunlight, dreaming in a tent.
This is Kim Gordon. Her new album is No Home Record. The song is Sketch Artist. She's best known as one of the founding members of the band Sonic Youth, and I'm not entirely sure what I was expecting, but this is not that at all. It's just so strange and distorted.
Yeah, there's so much texture on this record. The sounds can be a little bit unsettling and a little bit creepy. I haven't spent that much time in LA, but it feels very much like a Los Angeles record to me.
Yeah, there's a real gnarled quality to the sound. And I mean, it's funny because Kim Gordon has kept really active since Sonic Youth broke up in 2011. She wrote a memoir. She's put out two albums with the band Body Head. She put out an album with the band Glitterbus. But this is actually her first solo album. And it fits on a continuum. It sounds like her, but it really spins off in some aggressive and discomforting directions.
Yeah, I love all like the textures and the sounds on this record, but I also love what she does with her voice. Like her delivery has this just like a little bit deadpan it's not super melodic, but it's super rhythmic the way that she kind of speaks her lyrics.
Oh, yeah, that's really true.
And a lot of the lyrics are from her kind of like looking around her life and grabbing the words that she sees just like in and around LA. So there's a song called Get Your Life Back. She saw a sign apparently on the street that was advertising Get Your Life Back Yoga. And she was just thinking about the way that, like, you know, the way we take care of ourselves is even commodified. I also read that Kim Gordon got really interested in Airbnb and kind of the idea of like the commodified home or like the sense of home that can be bought and sold. And she made a bunch of visual art about it. But then there's a song on the record too called Airbnb where she shouts with this beautiful force, Airbnb gonna set me free.
It's almost like beat poetry or something.
Yeah, there's definitely a poetic element to it.
Kim Gordon is the artist. Her new album is No Home Record. Thanks, Marissa.
Thank you so much.
We still have a handful of other albums we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but first we need to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Jack Daniel's is the oldest, mellowest, whiskiest whiskey, and every drop is made in Lynchburg, Tennessee. It's how Jack Daniel himself made it over a century ago, and it's how they still do it today. Jack Daniel's, turning nights into stories since 1866. Please drink responsibly.
It's New Music Friday from All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson, and we're looking at the best albums out on October 11th. We start the second half of our show off with Lil' Kim and her new album, Nine.
I'm just watching you niggas with the scope, got the drop on you niggas. At any given time it could go down. You were not alone. Had niggas in your crib when you're not at home. I am not alone. I got hitters that you never see. You bitches better watch your tone, cause any given time it could go down, down. If we talking drip, I got the shit to make it drown, drown. Everybody know that I'm the trendsetter, yeah, yeah. Past, present, future, no one do it better, no, no. No, no, you are not alone, no, no, no.
Baby, leave them broke boys alone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
your nigga
yeah,
blowing
yeah.
up my phone. Yeah, he kinda cute too. You better get him. Any given time it could go down.
We are not alone. His girl is in the other room.
But he's here with me and it's plain to see.
We got chemistry. Given time it could go down. All these black bottles of Patron, but the Henny got me feeling like Jill Scott on the microphone. Haters, please leave my life alone, for your life be gone. Any given time it could go down.
You are not alone, I'm always there like your shadow. Haters throwing shots, but ain't got enough ammo. I get low in these streets like an army fatigue Lambo. I'm camouflaged well in this Valentino camo.
This is Lil' Kim. Her new album is called Nine. This song is You're Not Alone. She's just such a, you know, a veteran, Grammy-winning rapper and songwriter. She sold millions of records, and somehow 14 years have passed since her last studio album.
She is one of the most influential rappers of all time. As you said, she's sold millions and millions of records. She's one of only three women in hip-hop to have three or more platinum albums, along with Nicki Minaj and Missy Elliott. And she's back now in a pop cultural landscape that has discovered Lizzo and Megan Thee Stallion and Rhapsody, and has finally allowed some room for women rappers to have a large-scale voice and really be heard in the culture. And so it's exciting to have Lil' Kim come back into that world and reassert her own presence, because she's such an important figure, and she really helped blow the doors open for these artists who are dominating hip-hop now.
And this album comes just a few days after she was honored at the BET Hip-Hop Awards. She got the IM Hip-Hop Award and closed out the whole ceremony with this career-spanning medley of her hits. And you watch it and you can feel all the love that people still have for her in that room.
Yeah, like I said, man, she has opened doors for a lot of people. And so it's nice to see her coming back onto the scene herself. She is an incredible presence.
Lil' Kim says this is the first of a two-part album, with the second part coming out possibly yet this year, but no date on that one yet.
I love it when there's like a long gap between albums and suddenly it's like, oh, actually, here are four albums.
Here's everything I've been doing for the last 15 years, yeah. Lil' Kim is the rapper. Her new album is called Nine. And Stephen, we've actually got a couple more albums that I want to play. But let's go ahead and do our quick lightning round of other notable releases right now before we do those. Yeah, jump ahead here a little bit.
All right.
Starting with the band Cursive. Cursive has a new record out now called Get Fixed. Joseph Arthur, the singer Joseph Arthur, has a new album out now called Comeback World. Emily King has a new remix EP out now called Change of Scenery. There's also the group Ensemble Resonance and Moses Sumney. They are performing string works by Bryce Dessner of The National. And Freddie Mercury has a new solo box set out called Never Boring.
The rapper Wale has a new album called Wow, dot, dot, dot. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Art Alexakis from Everclear is putting out his first solo album. It's called Sun Songs. And Mark Kozlik from Sun Kill Moon and Red House Painters and a whole bunch of really rambling solo albums. He has got a new project with Petra Hayden called Joey Always Smiled, in which he tells some very, very long stories.
It is a very Mark Kozlik record.
It really is.
For sure. All those albums out now on October 11th, along with these last couple ones that we want to play. The first one comes from the band Lightning Bolt. Their new album is called Sonic Citadel. This is Lightning Bolt. The album is Sonic Citadel, and the song we're listening to is USA is a Psycho. And NPR Music's Lars Gotrich, of course, joins us to talk about this one. Hey, Lars.
Hey, Robin.
Lightning Bolt, not to be confused with Lightning Dust, which also just had a new record out. I think that was last week. Totally different band. I know you're a big fan. These guys have been at it for like a quarter of a century now.
They started out as kind of like an improvised noise band and then realized, oh, maybe we should write some songs.
That wasn't improvised noise.
So yeah, they've been around for 25 years, and it's incredible that they have been able to maintain this level of volume and noise for so long. I mean, I remember the last time I saw them live, which is really the venue to experience Lightning Bolt. The crowd, You are just soaked in everybody's sweat. Everybody's moving. There are people literally hanging.
Doesn't that sound awful?
No, that's amazing. There are literally people hanging off the rafters.
Don't they play like don't they play their instruments like in the crowd?
They prefer to play in the pit area, so to speak. Yeah. But they decided to, believe it or not, dial back a little bit of the distortion.
They decided to really lean into the hooks, is what you're saying.
I mean, that's the funny thing. Maybe you didn't hear it on this song, but there are songs here that have weird pop-like formats that really did not see coming from this band.
I do like the relentless momentum of it. I mean, it's very cathartic, and the humor in it. The songs, Husker Don't, not Husker Du, Husker Don't, Don Henley in the Park, All Insane with the opening line, I want to rage until my dying day.
Yeah.
And USA is a Psycho. I thought there was a lot of really fantastic humor in it.
Lightning Bolt has been a noise band, a punk band, a prog band, a speed metal band, but I've always kind of thought of Lightning Bolt as a rock band strapped to a cartoonishly large stick of dynamite.
Lightning Bolt is the band, their album Sonic Citadel, and I said we had two more records that we wanted to talk about, so Lars will allow you the pleasure of taking us out on this last band that I want to play. This is Baby Metal, the band Baby Metal, and their new album Metal Galaxy.
Baby
Baby Metal is the band, Metal Galaxy the record. Here they are on the song Da Da Dance, proving my long-held belief that if you put a woo in any song, I immediately love it. I don't care what it is. If you have a woo in it, I'll buy in. Man, there just isn't any band quite like Baby Metal. Remind us who they are.
Baby Metal is essentially like a crazy mash of J-pop, Japanese pop music, and metal, and it's fronted by three Japanese women who initially were young teenagers and are now entering their early 20s. And, you know, they're part of like the J-pop phenomenon. They are a manufactured band. That's kind of the world that both J-pop and K-pop live in. So they have several different hands, you know, putting this music together. But here's something that nobody ever thought could exist or could have any kind of success, just because it's such a strange mixing of worlds. But when you really think about it, metalheads are basically a bunch of nerds.
Which you are one, just to be fair, people know
that. Self-described. And then you have folks who are really into Japanese culture, anime and manga and things like that, who are also nerds. And when you put those two people together, like, it created this beautiful monster. I've seen Baby Metal twice now, and every time I'm just kind of like thrown back by how diverse the crowd is. The most recent time that I saw them, I was sitting a couple rows back from a dad and his 8-year-old daughter, and they were just raging. And I was like, oh, this is who Baby Metal is actually for. Mm-hmm. This is for the future metalheads. And that made me really excited.
One of the things that I think when I listen to this music is, in part, the future of pop music. That pop music is ever more maximalist and ever more genre diffuse.
Kind of exploding in lots of different directions.
And we've talked on this show about artists like Sophie and Charlie XCX and the PC music, you know, group that is making pop music that is just really, really amped up with just lots and lots of aggression and sounds springing out of everywhere. There's a singer who goes by the name Poppy.
Yeah.
And Poppy's music has a little bit of this particular quality to it, of like, there'll suddenly be like raging guitar solos, but it'll last for 15 seconds and then it's bubblegum and then it's this. And I think as we talk on this show and as we're listening to all these new albums, one thing that's been really noticeable in pop music is this trend toward just throwing 100 things at you at once and allowing listeners to just kind of absorb it and see in it whatever they want.
And the band is Baby Metal. The new album is Metal Galaxy. All right, thanks, Lars.
Thanks, Robin.
And Steven.
Thank you, Robin.
If you want to see a list of everything that we talked about and hear full versions of the songs we featured on this week's show, go to our website, npr.org/allsongs. You can also listen to the playlist in both Apple Music and Spotify. Just open those apps and search for NPR's New Music Friday playlist. Also, a reminder to sign up for our newsletter to keep up with all the latest from NPR Music, including Tiny Desks, music news, special features, and more. Just go to npr.org/musicnewsletter. Music newsletter, all one word. And for NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well, have a great weekend, and treat yourself to lots of music.